Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Are you enjoying this fall season? Today's topic is featured.
And the title of our lesson is Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. So Pauline, what happened on our show yesterday?
Well, yesterday, we learned Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving in October, not November. But they do many of the same things Americans do to celebrate this holiday.
Right. They eat turkey and they spend time together with their families. Thanksgiving happens in autumn. Autumn is another word for fall. Autumn is also harvest season in the United States.
Yes. Harvest is the time when gardens have food ready to pick. We plant seeds in our garden in the spring. Then in the summer and fall, we get to pick the fruits and vegetables.
Before winter comes, the last harvests are done. Many countries celebrate these harvests. Thanksgiving is a type of harvest celebration, but there are many others.
Well, I'm excited to learn about them today. But first, we better learn our keywords for today. Here's Christina.
每年到了这个时候，很多国家都会有庆祝丰收的活动。They celebrate harvest festivals. 名词 festival 就是节庆或者是庆祝活动。有些亚洲的国家会庆祝中秋节 ,Mid-Autumn Festival. M-I-D, mid, 表示中间的。所以 Mid-Autumn Festival 就是中秋节，这是稻米丰收的时节。Rice is harvested at the time. 不可数名词 rice 就是稻子、米。中秋节的时候月亮也特别的明亮。The moon is very bright. 月亮就是 moon. 英国人在九月庆祝丰收，此时也是家人团聚享用大餐的时刻。他们还会用一篮一篮的水果食物放满教会，然后把这些东西送给贫穷的人。They give these to poor people. 形容词 poor 就是贫穷的。由于气候的不同，泰国是在夏天庆祝丰收。除了丰收的庆祝活动，还有农产品的比赛。There are produce contests. 名词比赛或竞赛就是 contest。另外还有花车游行，花车都是由热带蔬菜水果做成的。形容词 tropical 就是热带的。They are made from tropical fruits and vegetables.
Hi everyone, welcome to LTE TV. I'm Tina. People from many cultures around the world celebrate harvest festivals. Many harvest festivals.Are in the fall. Some Asian countries celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival. It is on the 15th day of the 8th month of the Chinese lunar calendar. It is at the time when rice is harvested. At that time, the moon is very bright. Families gather together. They share a big meal and admire the moon.
Hey, Pauline, can you remind us what is the difference between a holiday and a festival?
Sure. A holiday is a day to celebrate or remember something important. Many holidays are religious, but some are made by the government.
So what about a festival?
A festival is an event that often lasts more than one day. Festivals are like community parties. Festivals can be about enjoying food,art, or music. Some festivals also celebrate a holiday.
So a harvest festival is a community event that celebrates the food grown and harvested in the area. Many harvest festivals around the world are in the fall.
Hey, that's a good sentence. Let's go to Rebecca to practice it. Rebecca? Hello, friends. Here's the moment.You've been waiting for a grammar point. If you want to say that there are a lot
of a particular item someplace, you may use this grammar point. For example, many students are in the classroom. Or you could also say, many books are in the library. So friends, now it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So what countries have harvest festivals in the fall?
Well, many countries in Asia celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival. Mid is short for middle. Autumn is another word for fall. And a festival is a celebration.
Okay, so Mid-Autumn Festival is a celebration in the middle of the fall. It is a time when rice is harvested. Let's go to Christina to learn more about that. Christina?
中秋节是农历的八月十五日，它是在稻米收成的时节。It is at the time when rice is harvested. 这个句子可以用来表明某事件发生的时间。句型就是 It is at the time when. 讲故事的时候还蛮适合用这个说法的，把它学起来吧。比如，昨晚就在我们准备好要上床睡觉的时候，有人来按门铃。It was at the time when we were getting ready for bed. 或者我问你什么时候认识 Henry 的，你回答 It was at the time when I was visiting a friend in Paris. 是我去巴黎看朋友的时候认识的。
That was helpful. Thanks, Christina. So this festival happens at the time when rice is harvested.
That makes sense.Rice is a very important food in Asia.
Mid-Autumn Festival is also at the time when the moon is very bright at night.
Wow, the moon is really bright.
Pauline, we are inside. You can't see the moon.
Peter, I'm just repeating the sentence. You know, because it's today's...
calendar phrase!
The moon is very bright.
The moon is very bright.
今天月亮非常明亮。
Wow! Look at the moon!
The moon is very bright.
It's so big.
The moon is very bright.
It's so round.
The moon is very bright.
Wow, it's so beautiful. Hey!Why are you wearing sunglasses?
The moon is very bright.
Yeah.
The moon is very bright.
The moon is very bright.
今天月亮非常明亮。
People in Britain celebrate the harvest in September.The Harvest Festival is a time to give thanks for a good harvest. After farmers finish the harvest, they enjoy a big meal at home with their families. Then they play games to celebrate the end of the harvest. People also decorate churches with baskets of fruit and food. Later, the church gives these to poor people.People in Britain also celebrate harvest in the fall. They celebrate it in September.
Hey, Pauline. So Taylor is from Canada. That makes her Canadian. And we are from America. We are American. But what about people from Britain? Are they Britannarians?
No. People from Britain are British.Just like people from Spain are Spanish, or people from Turkey are Turkish.
Oh, right. Okay, so the British also celebrate autumn harvest. And they also have a big meal with their families to celebrate.
Oh, but did you hear the other thing they do, Peter? My favorite part?
Oh, right.I knew you'd like this, Pauline. They also play games to celebrate the end of the harvest.
Yes, I love that. My family also plays games when we're together for holidays. But what games do they play in England?
Oh, it didn't say, but it does tell us about something else. Do you remember?
Oh, I forgot. I just got so excited about the games. What else do they do?
They also decorate churches with baskets of fruit and other foods. I think this must be a way to show they are grateful to God for the harvest.
Oh, right. I liked that part. But wait, they just decorate the church with the food? No one gets to eat it?
Well, first, it sits in the church and looks pretty. It reminds people how much they have to be thankful for. But later, the church gives the baskets of food to poor people.
Oh, good. People who don't have much money need help. I am glad the churches give them food. Well, I can't wait to learn more, but first we need to take a short break. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. So in Asia, they celebrate the rice harvest in autumn. What do we harvest in the U.S. in autumn?
Oh, well, in autumn, we harvest apples and squash and pumpkin. Those are some of the foods we harvest. Ooh, but I think we are going to learn about another harvest festival now. Let's go to part three. Not all harvest festivals are in autumn. The Chanthaburi Fruit Fair is in Thailand. It happens during the summer fruit harvest. People can taste Thailand's most popular fruits. There are art shows and produce contests too. On a stage, people can watch traditional Thai music and dancing. There is also a parade with floats made from thousands of tropical fruits and vegetables. How about you, friends? Are there any harvest festivals near you?
So let's review what we have learned together. In the fall, Canadians and Americans celebrate the harvest with Thanksgiving. In Asia, many countries have a mid-autumn festival.
Right, and in Britain, they have a harvest festival in September.
So, all harvest festivals are in autumn.
Wait, no, Peter. Many harvest festivals are in autumn, but not all are. Oh, and I think Christina can explain this to us a little more. Christina?
并不是所有的丰收节庆都在秋天. Not all harvest festivals are in autumn. 这个句子也值得我们学习。 它可以用来强调差异或对比。 比如说, 并不是所有的圣诞节都是在冬天, 南半球的圣诞节就是在夏天。 Not all Christmas days are in winter. 或者并不是所有的小孩都喜欢吃巧克力。 Not all kids like chocolate. 在写文章的时候也很适合把这个句子放在开头的第一句, 它很适合用来引起读者的兴趣哦。
Thanks, Christina. The Chanthaburi Fruit Fair in Thailand is an example of a harvest festival that isn't in autumn. It's a summer harvest festival.
Peter, is that also a rice harvest festival, like mid-autumn festival?
No, Pauline. The Chanthaburi Fruit Festival celebrates the fruit harvest, of course. There, you can sample Thailand's popular fruits, and you can see art shows, concerts, and traditional dancing.
Fun! Oh, hey, Peter, what are people from Thailand called? Are they Thai-ish?
No, people in Thailand are just called Thai. Oh, another thing they do at this festival is hold produce contests.
Ooh, fun. A contest is like a game. For example, a race is a contest to see who is the fastest. In a contest, you try to be the best at something.
Produce contests might be for the best tasting fruit, or they might be for the biggest fruits.
Oh, yeah. In America, there's a contest in the fall to see who can grow the biggest pumpkin. They are huge.
Well, friends, now it's time to look at those key words from today. Let's look at them together.
Here's your first key word for today. Festival. Festival. The festival celebrates the harvest.
Mid-autumn festival. Mid-autumn festival. Let's have a barbecue at mid-autumn festival.
Rice. Rice. Do you eat rice at dinner?
Moon. Moon. Look at the big, beautiful moon.
Poor. Poor. Poor people have little money.
Contest. Contest. Who won the contest?
Tropical. Tropical. Tropical fruit is delicious. All right, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time. Hi, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. I'm Tina. People from many cultures around the world celebrate harvest festivals. Many harvest festivals are in the fall. Some Asian countries celebrate mid-autumn festival. It is on the 15th day of the 8th month of the Chinese lunar calendar. It is at the time when rice is harvested. At that time, the moon is very bright. Families gather together. They share a big meal and admire the moon. People in Britain celebrate the harvest in September. The harvest festival is a time to give thanks for a good harvest. After farmers finish the harvest, they enjoy a big meal at home with their families. Then they play games to celebrate the end of the harvest. People also decorate churches with baskets of fruit and food. Later, the church gives these to poor people. Not all harvest festivals are in autumn. The Chanthaburi Fruit Fair is in Thailand. It happens during the summer fruit harvest. People can taste Thailand's most popular fruits. There are art shows and produce contests, too. On a stage, people can watch traditional Thai music and dancing. There is also a parade with floats made from thousands of tropical fruits and vegetables. How about you, friends? Are there any harvest festivals near you?
Guess what, Ginger? Tomorrow, we're celebrating the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Yay! What's the Mid-Autumn Festival?
It's a festival that celebrates the rice harvest.
Oh, well, rice is nice, but bananas are better.
People also celebrate the moon during the Mid-Autumn Festival.
The moon?
Yes, the moon is very bright during this time.
Hey, are you talking about the Moon Festival?
Yes, the Moon Festival is also called the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Oh, why didn't you say so? I love the Moon Festival.
Really? What do you like about it?
The moon cakes! Everyone eats them.
That's right. What's your favorite kind of moon cake?
Banana moon cakes. They're the best.
Banana moon cakes?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack. Welcome to Jack's File. I've just been to a farmer's market. Look at all the great vegetables I found. Fall is harvest time here, so there are many good things to buy. In fact, many countries celebrate harvest time with festivals.
A harvest festival is an annual celebration which occurs around the time of the main harvest of a certain area. Since there are differences in climate and crops, harvest festivals can be found at various times throughout the world. Both Canada and the United States celebrate Thanksgiving at harvest time. Canadians celebrate the holiday in October, and Americans celebrate it in November. Everyone gathers together with their friends and family to share food and give thanks to God for the blessings of the past year. People prepare traditional foods for the season, such as turkey, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. In Argentina, South America, the last Sunday of February is a time for celebration. That is when the first of the season's grapes are harvested. They are blessed and offered to God. Then a whole month of celebrations begins. Crowds watch parades, a show with musicians and dancers, and enjoy fireworks. In Bali, Indonesia, the annual rice harvest festival marks the end of Bali's harvest season. People all over Bali celebrate each May. There are bowl races and chances to sample delicious food. Every month of the year, you can probably find a harvest celebration somewhere in the world.
Wow, this corn is so good. There's so much food to eat at harvest time. My family and I will celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving next week with friends. We will enjoy a delicious meal together. And that is my favorite part of harvest festivals. Hope you can enjoy one this year too. Thanks for joining me today. See you next time on Jack's File.
All right, friends, thanks for joining us today. We hope you are enjoying your autumn season, and we will see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.